Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Ah, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. We're celebrating the birthday of Superman, but it's the good, the bad, and the dumb. So what's the good of the day?
A tweet.
Tweet.
Simple enough. A man in Manitou, Canada. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it, but Manitou, Canada. Right. He shot footage of a tornado. Now, first of all, it's weird because it looks like clear blue skies, except there's a tornado.
Okay.
That popped down. I mean, not a big one, but I don't know. It's just a weird weather phenomenon. Anyways, you know when you post certain things like that, news agencies all of a sudden are like, hey, this is so-and-so from this place. Can I use your footage?
Yeah.
Right? So he took a photo of this news of this tornado. Caitlin Wright, who is a meteorologist in Charlotte, North Carolina, asked, may we use your video online with full credit to you and, stay safe. This man's response was awesome. He goes, yep, no problem. Just say you can't stand Duke and the Tar Heels and we are good to go.
Oh, how great.
And apparently she said it.
Oh, because it was that good of a video?
It's bizarre because, we know what tornadoes look like.
Yeah.
And
they're terrifying.
It literally is, it's like a tornado coming just from one single cloud because there's blue sky, sunshine all around it.
Yeah.
It's bizarre
weird.
Looking.
It's very weird. It is really, really bizarre.
But just the fact.
The damage is on the walls. If you're inside it, you're safe.
Right.
Like if you're in the middle, you're okay. The walls is where the wind walls will get you.
But it's just weird because, usually, there's clouds everywhere. I mean, this looks like a bright, sunny day. I wouldn't know it was a tornado looking at this video.
Wow. Tornadoes are just.
Yeah.
They just. And I live in an area that gets a bunch of them. And not necessarily my town, but just.
Oh, you've
Nashville,
had a couple
Tennessee.
Of good ones the last couple of years.
Yeah. We've had Nashville's got one. We had one. Not that far. Murfreesboro got one. So it they're pretty devastating, man. They scare me. The one in Tuscaloosa was bad a couple number of years ago. I want to say about 10 years ago. There was one in Tuscaloosa that was horrible. And I remember hearing the stories of the survivors and what they went through. And I went, I don't know how you make it. Like it sounded like a train and then the house was being ripped apart and just terrifying. But yeah, so the video must have been that good.
The video must have been that good, but for me it was.
She said she hated Duke and North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm a Wake Forest fan. I like NC State.
Right. Yeah,
good for him.
I just thought it was brilliant for him to respond that way.
Good.
Like,
that was just brilliant. That was good. At least he didn't have any twister quotes.
No. I see cows.
Cows. Yeah. I will give you this video if you say, we have cows. If you say that, I'll give you the video. That might have been my response.
It's another cow.
Another cow.
No, I think that's the same one.
Twister's so good. So funny. It's such a great movie.
It really is.
What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that hundreds of people have been getting ill.
From what?
With unrelenting, sorry to say this so early in the morning, unrelenting diarrhea at the Grand Canyon.
What's happening?
They believe that there's a strain of norovirus going on. And it's really affecting the people who are, backpacking, camping, or river rafting down the Grand Canyon. Not people, I guess.
Coming from the water, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're at the visitor center, you're up on top of the rim, you're fine. But if you're down below and experiencing what the Grand Canyon truly has to offer to you, so far 150 people have said it hasn't been the greatest trip of their lives.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine having, if you're camping.
That's got to be awful.
That's got to be the worst.
It's got to be awful. Awful.
I don't know what you do. You pack up the tent and leave, right?
That exactly.
If you're river rafting and all of a sudden you become violently ill with, the good old number three.
Right.
As I remember as a kid. I mean, we've all been there. That's like the worst nightmare possible.
And like you said, if you're on a raft,
yeah.
And your body's like, whatever this is, it's gone.
It's coming out.
And we've now taken over all the functions. We've now taken the controls. So you sit back and relax. because we're taking over. There's nothing he can do. You're on a raft.
Get the sweats.
Oh, awful.
And you're not enjoying it.
I didn't want to think about it. It's awful. Poor people.
Can you imagine the amount of money you spent to go river rafting down the Grand Canyon? And you had this grand idea, like, I'm going to be heading down this river. I'm going to be looking up, and you're just going to see these cliffs and birds flying. And the entire time, you're just hunched over in a raft going, make this stop, please.
So bad. So bad. That's too bad, man. That is too bad. But I hope everybody gets well, but, you know.
Yeah, hopefully they figure out what's going on.
Neurovirus?
Yeah. Oh. That's serious business.
Yeah, what's that compared to virus? Is it just
neurovirus?
Does that mean it's worse?
I think it's just the strain of virus, coronavirus.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So it's not like another level of virus?
No, it's not another level of virus, but it is.
You might want a virus, but a neurovirus, forget it.
Yeah, you don't want this one.
You don't want that one. Yeah.
No, I think it's just the neurovirus. I think it attacks the stomach.
Gotcha. Okay.
And makes you, you lose weight.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know, silver lining.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
And I do this often, and I am on the fence on this one, and I this could be something fun to see.
Right.
But I'm not 100% sure. So they're thinking of adding a Ninja Warrior course to the 2028 Olympics.
Whoo!
Yeah. Like, on the one hand, you think about it like, well, okay, it sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, you know, that's what makes it a TV show.
Yeah.
Is it really a sport?
Yeah, that's a funny thing. This is when I started noticing how much I was getting older, is that the Olympics would go, hey, we've added this. And I'm like, yuck.
Yeah.
And yet the younger generation goes, absolutely. Dump my dad's Olympics. That's stupid. Let's get some skateboarding in here. Let's get some of this sport in here. Let's get some of that. Let's get, you know, and all of a sudden you go,
golf.
Like golf. I like golf, but I thought Olympic golf was ridiculous. It ended up being okay, but whenever they add these new sports to try to stay, especially in the Winter Olympics, it makes me go, ugh. But then again, there's another generation that comes up and goes, all right, you want to attract me, a very lucrative 18 to 35 audience?
Exactly, yes.
Get this on the Olympics. If you want old man over here to watch, okay, keep your biathlon. And you go, all right, put in the
idea behind it is that it'll be the fifth discipline of the modern pentathlon.
Oh, okay.
Because the pentathlon right now consists of five disciplines: fencing, swimming, equestrian show jumping, laser pistol shooting, and running.
Oh, okay. Man, which seems I gotta be honest with you, I don't think I would have gotten any of those if you asked me what was in the pentathlon.
You probably would have guessed running.
Yeah.
Maybe swimming, because I guess it's just to show discipline in all five. So what they're thinking about doing is like adding the Ninja Warrior course and replace equestrian show jumping.
Can you do me a favor real quick? Can you learn
how to say equestrian?
No. Can you Google the 10 events of the decathlon?
Yeah.
Do it real quick and let me know when you got it, because I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to see if I can name them, because I think I know the 10 events of the decathlon. But I don't know anything about the whatever you just said, pentathlon.
It's the modern pentathlon.
Modern pentathlon. I would have never gotten fencing.
I guess it's just a fancy way of saying, hey, can you do everything?
So when you got it, let me know, because I'm gonna take a shot at this. This is a real on live at the last second moment of me trying to figure out if I've got the 10 events of the decathlon.
I'm just waiting on my computer. Olympic. All right, go
you
for
got
it.
Him? All yep. right, the 100-meter dash. And I won't do it in order, so I'm just going to bounce around a little bit. 100-meter dash, pole vault, shot put, javelin, 110-meter hurdles, long jump, 1,500-meter relay.
Not a relay.
1,500-meter run.
Yep.
High jump. Oh, I said shot put,
There's
right?
two more.
I said shot put?
Yes, you did.
I said javelin?
Yep.
There's two more. Two more. I didn't think I'd get
this. If you want a hint,
yeah,
let me know. It's one of them's a running event, another running event.
400-meter run.
There it is.
400-meter run.
And there's another throwing event.
All right. Shot put, javelin, I'm trying to, not hammer throw, is
no,
it?
No, not hammer.
Not hammer. Not caber toss.
Is that that big log?
Yeah, that's that big log. Another throwing.
I'm event. Impressed, though. You mean 9 out of 10 is really good.
Yeah, another throwing thing.
I don't think I would have gotten 9 right, out of
I'm
10. Not,
I don't think I'm going to get this one. Go ahead.
Once I say it, you're going to be upset, though. Yeah, discus.
Oh, discus, yeah. Oh, my God.
But, no, that's impressive. I'm sorry. Just, you know what? Still pat yourself on the back for that thanks. One. That one was good.
Thank you, Atari 2600 and Activision.
There it is.
Because they had a video game. They had a decathlon video game. And, by the way, for those of you who are of my generation, you might have played it. The joystick, you had to go rapidly back and forth on the joystick in order, like with running. It was like track and field. You remember track and field, the video game?
Yes.
Where you did the buttons? And then they had the ball, but if you went to the old school ones, they had the buttons where you had to rapidly press the buttons. And then at one moment, you stop, you pause for a quick second and press the throw button. Same thing here. You would move the joystick violently back and forth as fast as you can. That would move the meter. That's how fast they would run. And then whatever you wanted to do, jump, hurdle, throw, you had to press the button. But it ruined a lot of Atari joysticks, that video game. But yeah, but I wanted to see if I could do it because, again, I was disappointed that the pentathlon, outside of running, I don't think I got one of those.
Yeah, you know? See, I mean, it's a weird event. I don't know how it's where it's true athleticism. Like decathlon, right. You know, growing up and seeing that, I mean, that is like, that's all the discipline.
That
that's
was the true, best athlete in the world.
You know, and heptathlon. Let's give it up for the women, too. I mean,
that's
they
right.
Just do 7 of them. I don't know which ones they don't do. Maybe they don't do... Yeah, I really don't know. Yeah. I'm looking at all these disciplines. I'm like, why wouldn't they do
why
some
wouldn't
of these?
They do any of them? Sure.
But pentathlon, the modern pentathlon, it just doesn't seem like right. It almost seems like a glorified Ironman.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
You're right. Shooting. And yeah. So now, you know, in 2028, we might have these athletes doing a Ninja Warrior course.
Ninja Warrior course. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, Superman's birthday today on a throwback Thursday, so you're going to hear hero-worthy songs throughout the show today. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.